We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A stormy night across southern Kansas. We have the story.
California governor survives recall election. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A new mask mandate draws protest at Wichita's Bishop Carroll. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. The city of Wichita hopes to secure federal funding to help with flooding in West Wichita. That story is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Officially at the airport, we received just under a quarter of an inch of rain, and precipitation will continue to wind down this morning. With great weather in store today, our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Thunderstorms rumbled across south-central Kansas from west to east overnight with lightning and thunder, some high wind, and spotty rain amounts. National Weather Service reports 2/300ths of an inch of rain overnight at or near Eisenhower Airport, an inch or more common throughout the area with heavier rainfall in southeast Kansas. No damage is reported.
California Governor Gavin Newsom handily surviving a recall election.
Newsom, moments after the AP declared him the winner.
I'm humbled and grateful to the millions and millions of Californians that exercised their fundamental right to vote and express themselves so overwhelmingly by rejecting the division.
His top opponent, conservative talk show host Larry Elder, addressing his supporters, still criticizing Newsom.
I can't think of anything that this man has done in the last 2 years that suggests he deserves another day in office.
Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A group of parents and students gathered in front of Bishop Carroll High School in West Wichita to protest their mask mandate.
The protesters saying everyone should have a right to decide whether or not to wear a mask.
We are not here to bring division. We are here to simply say that we want to have a choice in this.
The school's mask mandate went into effect this past Friday. The school had no comment on the protest. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
St. John Hudson schools in western Kansas are closed this week because of staff and substitute shortages after a rise in COVID cases. There will be no remote learning nor meals at the school. The district says students will return to classes next week with testing available on a limited basis.
Unlike during the aftermath of 9/11, Americans are, of course, far from united in battling the common enemy that is COVID-19. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
This COVID's kind of an enemy, but we're not together on it. And I think each business and each group is kind of doing what they think is best. And I think we're niching away at the vaccines. I'm a supporter of getting the vaccinations.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
The city of Wichita will submit a letter of intent to the state hopes of securing federal funding to alleviate flooding in the Calfskin Creek Basin on the west side of town.
October 1st is a deadline to submit the letter to the Kansas Division of Emergency Management. If invited to apply, the city would then submit a grant application to FEMA to help cover the $40 million cost of building two dry detention dams. The improvements would remove 458 acres of land and 149 structures from the 1% annual chance floodplain. Councilmember Brian Fry says this work will greatly help the western part of the city.
Having this opportunity potentially get nearly 500 acres out of the floodplain and allow it to be developable is certainly going to be a boon to city's growth.
The local match would be around $10 million and split between the city and Sedgwick County. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
U.S. gymnast set to testify before a Senate panel today about a teen doctor who abused women and girls over decades.
The Senate Judiciary Committee says Simone Biles will testify today about former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar. So will Michaela Maroney and Ali Raisman. The committee's investigating the FBI's response to complaints about Nassar's abuse. He was sentenced to at least 40 years in prison on 10 molestation charges in 2018. A Justice Department Inspector General report, though, has already found that FBI officials dragged their feet and failed to investigate reports of abuse for at least a year, which may have allowed the abuse to continue. The Inspector General and FBI Director Christopher Wray are also expected to testify. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A faulty extension cord led to a fire at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson Tuesday morning. In a vendor's space near the grandstand, people nearby were able to put out the fire. No injuries. The booth with T-shirts and leather goods was damaged. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
A lengthy comeback affair for the Royals last night. We'll check in with that, get some highlights coming up in sports.
The U.S. Army getting tough when it comes to its COVID vaccine mandates. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Odyssey Station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, 8:08 now, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The U.S. House of Representatives is considering a big spending program, some $3.5 trillion. Kansas Congressman Ron Estes tells KNSS News what he doesn't like about President Biden's plan.
That's really not at all what the country was designed for. It was designed for people to have opportunities to do what they wanted to, instead of the federal government controlling so much money and so much spending. And what that really does, you go back to basic economics, is you see inflation.
Estes says the spending plan also raises taxes, something that he says will stifle economic growth.
The U.S. Army is getting tough when it comes to COVID vaccine mandates.
Calling it a matter of life or death, the U.S. Army said Tuesday soldiers who refuse to get a COVID vaccine could be subject to relief of duties or discharge. The vaccine was mandated for military members last month, but what could happen to a soldier who refused the shot is now just becoming clear. Active duty units have to be vaccinated by December. Reserve units have to get shots by June of next year. Soldiers can request administrative or medical exemptions. Defense officials say the vaccinations are critical because an outbreak would hamper the military's ability to defend the U.S. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A suspended South Carolina lawyer is accused of hiring a hitman to help him commit suicide.
Curtis Edward Smith of Colleton County, South Carolina, has been arrested facing charges of assisted suicide and conspiracy to commit insurance fraud. Police say he plotted with suspended prominent attorney Alex Murdoch and that Murdoch hired him to help him commit suicide. Murdoch survived getting shot and admitted he had taken out a $10 million life insurance policy so his son could collect the money. Murdoch lost his wife and another son in a double homicide in June. Their deaths are still under investigation. Murdoch's law license was suspended over allegations that he misappropriated his firm's funds. Jill Nato, Fox News.
the largest lizard in the world is in trouble.
The Komodo dragon, an apex predator, is now endangered. Moved from a vulnerable species to the more urgent category on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List. A recent report from the group says rising temperatures and sea levels associated with climate change are to blame, and they expect the dragon's suitable habitat space to be reduced by at least 30% in the next 45 years. The New York Times says that about 25 years ago, there were about 5,000 to 8,000 of the dragons on the planet. Now, the ICUN estimates that there are about 1,380 adults and about 2,000 juveniles left. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, we've got... We had a lot of things happening earlier this morning, but it looks like the traffic volumes are thinning out just a little bit. A quick reminder about some planned construction work. It's going to be closing the road, the exit road southbound on I-35. That's Kansas Turnpike to westbound Kellogg. That's going to close today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As scattered showers come to an end across south-central Kansas this morning, clouds will be slow to move out, but some sunshine expected by afternoon. Not as warm as what we had been with a high 84. Clear overnight, low in the upper 60s. Then sunny, breezy, and warmer again on Thursday with a high 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy sky, 68 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. See you on this patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Wednesday. That means it's time for Wednesdays with Wagle. Dr. Jason Wagle with Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. Good morning, Dr. Wagle.
Good morning, Steve.
Dr. Wagle, I understand that September is National Gum Care Month. What can you tell us about that?
You know, Steve, now that the summer months are just about behind us, people are getting back into their routines, and it's a good time to focus on gum care issues. According to the CDC, almost half of all adults over the age of 30 suffer from gum disease to varying degrees, and the prevalence of gum disease increases significantly with age.
Well, what's the effect of gum disease on a person's smile?
Well, people with healthy teeth and gums tend to have a more youthful appearance than people with red or swollen gums, which can lead to tooth decay and tooth loss.
You mentioned tooth loss. What's the connection between gum disease and losing teeth?
Yes. The University of Pennsylvania School of Dental Medicine published some interesting statistics recently. They note that not counting wisdom teeth, the average person aged 20 to 39 is missing one tooth, while the average person 40 to 49 years of age is missing 3.5 teeth, and those aged over 60 are missing 8 teeth. And this is usually because of gum disease.
What about other health issues related to gum disease then?
As you know, at Kansas Perio, we emphasize that proper treatment for gum disease can help prevent you against complications associated with other systemic conditions, such as diabetes, heart disease, and autoimmune disorders. You don't want your body to have to fight a two-front war, dealing with gum disease on one side and another systemic issue at the same time.
What's the key to good gum health, then?
In one word, the key is prevention. Brush twice a day and floss once a day. See your dentist twice a year, and if you have periodontal issues, see your periodontist as directed. So much gum disease, dental treatment, and overall negative health consequences could be avoided simply by following the prevention message emphasized during National Gum Care Month.
Great tips, Dr. Wagle. Any parting thoughts?
Well, yes. Obviously, September is National Gum Care Month, but prevention should take place all year long.
All right. Thank you, sir. Wednesdays with Wagle, sponsored by Kansas Perio and Dental Implants. When it's time to get serious about your smile, go to KansasPerio.com or give them a call, 685-2731. Stephen, 10 of the morning here on KNSS, 8:15 on a Wednesday morning. We're already at the middle part of the week, Ted. I can't believe it. The week is passing so quickly here. We want to talk about a ski resort near Lake Tahoe changing its name after saying it was considered sexist and racist. The resort made the decision after receiving input from Native American tribes. The resort will now be known as Palisades Tahoe, a change from the derogatory and offensive Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows. Explaining the name changes, the resort said that the word squaw is offensive, derogatory, racist, and misogynistic.
Misogynistic,
right. Not a familiar word for me. There you go. Changing names.
So that's where the 1960 Summer Olympics was. Winter Olympics.
Squaw Valley. So drove by.
Where the USA hockey team won the gold medal.
I drove by North High Saturday morning. Yeah, Scott, my son and I, we went downtown to go to the museum, one of the museums downtown, and he came by and picked me up in Riverside, and we went and drove by North High, where he went to school and his sister went to school. And I mentioned the fact that they have decided they're gonna change mascots or get rid of the Redskin mascot, I guess, right, Ted? And I don't think they've heard it. North, aren't they? I thought they
are.
Oh, I thought they said they were going to. Maybe I saw a survey there where people were. I know what it did. They said that I saw a survey of some sort. People just didn't care much one way or the other what they did with it. But Scott said, I was polling him. He said, hey, I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. But there is all that great architecture still over there, Native American Indian stuff. So I had thought for some reason that they had at the school board meeting, they decided they were going to get rid of it. I may be wrong. We can't keep up with all of the mascot changes, right, Ted?
They're all over the place.
8:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it is time for sports this morning. You got some good, interesting baseball news to talk about this morning, right?
Yeah, of course, downtown at Riverfront Stadium last night, we had the Wichita Wind Surge and the Arkansas Travelers, both teams battling for a playoff spot with six games to go in the season. They couldn't get the game finished last night, though. Rain and lightning suspended that game in the top of the fifth inning. Arkansas was only four outs away from getting a win there, but couldn't get that done. So that game was suspended with Arkansas leading 4-1 in the fifth inning. They will resume that game at 4:30 this afternoon at Riverfront Stadium. They will complete that nine-inning game, and then they'll follow that up with the regularly scheduled game for the night, but that game will only be a seven-inning game. So we will have two results coming out of Riverfront after baseball action today at Riverfront. Wichita Wind Surge is still the number one team in the league, still with a three-game lead over Arkansas for that playoff spot. It's only six games to go in the season. Two of those games will be today. So see how things turn out. Both those teams are battling for a playoff spot. Up in the major leagues, the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics last night up at Kauffman Stadium. In a long, leisurely paced game. The Royals were down 6-0 in the third inning, so it was already a sleeper there. But Kansas City came back, roaring back with the offense. In fact, guess who had one of the biggest hits of the game? Yep, Royals catcher Salvador Perez. You heard the game on KFH.
Petit deals. Perez swings, drives it deep to left. That's a way back, and that ball is out of here. The Royals have come all the way back from a six-run deficit. And Salvador Perez, blasting his 43rd home run this year, has given the Royals an 8-7 lead.
43 home runs for Salvi. That is the best by a position player in the major leagues right now.
And it's impressive. Driving in over 100 runs is pretty rare.
109
anymore.
Runs driven in now. That is number one in the big leagues this season.
How about that?
Salvador Perez, he continues with his hot hand. Yeah, that game took 4 hours to play. 330 pitches thrown in this game.
Ooh. Each one slower than the last one.
Yep, pretty much. But the Royals won the game. They've got back-to-back wins here. They'll host Oakland again tonight at 7 o'clock. Hear the game on KFH.
You know, I was a pitcher in Little League. I never took my time because I felt like, I don't want to think about this too much. What am I throwing? Let's go.
if you think about it, you start getting scared.
I like pitchers like that. Wasn't a lot of that going on last night.
Yeah.
You got the and before the Royals game tonight, we'll talk college football. It's the weekly edition of KU Football Talk, Hawk Talk, with his head coach of the football team, Lance Leipold. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Jayhawks are 1-1, and they have their conference opener in Lawrence on Saturday against Baylor. So a lot to talk about with Coach Leipold tonight.
Yeah.
That'll be at 6 o'clock on KFH. Some off-the-news, off-the-field news for the Royals. Royals are looking at stadium options down the line. That might include looking at maybe a downtown stadium in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the deal is they still have a lease on Kauffman Stadium for another decade. But Kauffman Stadium is 53 years old. It's the fourth oldest stadium in the American League, and it's been around a long time. But, I mean, they're just keeping their options open. The lease comes up in 10 years from now, and they'll eventually extort money, have more money out of Jackson County,
right?
And they'll pay up, and they'll stay in Kauffman Stadium. But, well, that's what they're looking at anyway. Royals general manager Dayton Moore, of course, he's a native of Wichita, and he has been promoted to president of baseball operations. He's been the general manager of the Royals for the past 15 years, and that does include a World Series title. And now Moore's longtime assistant, J.J. Piccolo, is the new general manager of the Royals. As Dayton Moore is now the president of baseball operations for the Kansas City Royals. College volleyball yesterday, Kansas State goes over to Missouri and sweeps of the Tigers, 3-0 over in Columbia. The K-State volleyball team now 7-2 on the season. They've won 6 in a row. And speaking of the Royals, too, happy birthday today to former Royals pitcher Luke Hoshaver, who is 38 years old today. A guy that was picked in the first round by the Dodgers, did not sign, and they had some contract troubles with him, and he never did sign. Played independent ball, and then the Royals drafted him number one overall. Of course, on his way up, he pitched for the Wichita, that final ever Wichita Wranglers team in 2007 on his way to the big leagues. Never could quite figure it out as a starter, but eventually the Royals plugged him into the bullpen, and he was a very key ingredient of that super bullpen that helped the Royals win a World Series title in 2015. Luke Hoshaver played all 9 of his seasons with the Royals in the big leagues. He was also the winning pitcher in the deciding Game 5 of the World Series that year against the Mets. Luke Hoshaver, it's his birthday. Former Wrangler, former Royal, World Series ring. He's 38 today. And that's sports with Stephen Ted.
We deal with a ton of information in a day's time, in a half hour's time, you and I. And there are certain things, I mean, you just can't humanly think and remember everything.
No.
In early February of this year,
in
a 6-0 vote, the Wichita Board of Education approved dropping the name Redskins as the North High School mascot during that meeting on a Monday night.
I'd completely forgotten
about
that.
Yeah, I didn't know for sure, but I thought.
You had it in your brain. I didn't have it in mine.
What takes two of us to get this stuff straight, Ted?
I guess they had that vote, and I erased it from my memory the very next day.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. A book raises frightening questions about Trump and possible nuclear war with China. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.